이성적인 사고를 못하는 망령이 된 자만.
It's saber rattling, the likes of which we haven't seen since the Cold War.
They will be met with fire and fury, like the world has never seen.
The world seemingly on the brink of a nuclear war, with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un threatening to strike the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam if he was provoked, and U.S. President Donald Trump threatening fire and fury. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull even said Australia stands ready to back our U.S. allies should the need arise.
We are joined at the hip. The American alliance is the bedrock of our national security.
Kim Jong-un backed down last week, deciding to hold out and watch what he called the foolish and stupid conduct of the Yankees before taking any action. But this morning, all eyes are back on the region as thousands of American and South Korean troops conduct 10 days of joint military exercises. Australian troops will also be involved in the Ulchi Freedom Guardian exercises, which take place every year on the Korean Peninsula, and US officials say they will go ahead as planned despite the recent escalation in tensions. Here in Australia, some have real concerns about the prospect of a nuclear war. With a group of about 50 anti-war protesters gathering outside Sydney's town hall at the weekend to urge the government to negotiate and not escalate. Korean migrant Hyo Jong Kim spoke at the rally, sharing her fears for her country.
Irrational decision made by this one man may kill thousands of lives, innocent lives, including this young children and grandmothers.
The tiny Pacific island of Guam, known as Guahan to the island's inhabitants, has been the centrepiece of the latest tensions. Rally organiser Dr. Hannah Middleton read the crowd a statement sent from Guam peace activist Lisa Natividad.
You all in Australia have consistently demonstrated your commitment to our issues on Guahan. We are grateful for your support and solidarity while we live in the very real threat of a nuclear attack by North Korea.
Nuclear disarmament campaigner John Hallam was at the protest. He remembers the worry at the back of people's minds during the Cold War.
There was a deep consciousness that something totally apocalyptic could happen.
And says he's just as concerned today as he was in the 1980s.
I qualify for the pension in 18 months. I would like to still be here. And it's at that level.
John has recently returned from a trip to the United Nations in New York, where he was part of a delegation lobbying for a treaty banning nuclear weapons. That treaty was approved by 122 countries in July, but the world's biggest nuclear powers abstained from the vote. John says the destructive nature of nuclear arms is in no doubt, and the weapons need to be eliminated.
None of these issues are new. These were all issues that were known about 30 years ago, back in the 1980s. But they are issues which are once again terrifyingly relevant.
Maritime Union Assistant Secretary Warren Smith also spoke at the town hall rally. He says peace is union business because workers are often the most affected when war strikes.
We want a peaceful world, a world that can be where problems can be resolved through diplomacy and not through a military aggression for political power.
Mr. Smith urged Australia's leaders on both sides of politics to refrain from following the United States into future wars.
It's time we stood on our own two feet, had an independent position, and weren't relying on this fanciful notion that we need the US to protect us.
US defence officials say the land, air and sea war games that kick off on the peninsula today are designed to enhance readiness, protect the region and maintain stability on the peninsula. The Pentagon says these exercises have taken place every year for the past 40 years and should not be viewed as provocation. But Pyongyang responded to last year's Ulchi Freedom Guardian exercises by testing a nuclear weapon. America and the world will be keeping a close eye on the Kim regime to see how it chooses to react to this week's drills.